I officially watched Maestro about 2 weeks ago or so. Thomas had told me that he finished watching it after we had started it together many weeks before that. And we only watched the first few minutes together. He wanted something funnier. So after he told me he watched it, I said, okay, I'm gonna try to watch it too. So I did one weekend, and Blaze was with him. And maybe we were both more free to have our feelings about the movie, feel our emotions freely. And I remember crying multiple times. Such a beautiful movie. Leonard and Felicia. Leonard and all his lovers, and Felicia. If the term lover is used, how could it be anything but loving? And that's just what it was. He had so much love coming out of him. And Felicia was a beautiful woman. And she let jealousy get in the way of their love. It happened. It happens to some of us. It happens to a lot of us. And coincidentally, she ended up getting cancer. Was that emotional? Did she get cancer because her heart was blocked? I tend to believe so. Leonard was a chain smoker. And lived much longer. It's not so much what we do, it's how we do it. It's not so much what we do, it's how we do it. If we can do everything in our life with an open heart, love with an open heart, not a closed heart. It's really hard to love if your heart is even partway closed. It's very difficult. Lots of issues will come up. Try it. Lots of us are trying it. It's not working out very well. If your heart is completely open, that's how you love. And you can love everyone that way. Gender is invisible. It doesn't matter. If you love someone so much that you want to kiss them, that's love. We can love people, though, just by looking at them. Just by looking at someone with an open heart and sometimes open arms, open eyes. Making eye contact with an open heart. That's love. It doesn't even have to go any further than that. Unless you're just exploding with so much love. But know that all areas in your life need to also have that amount of love for it to be understood and appreciated. If you're wanting to have relationships with people that isn't your spouse, if you are married, or with someone other than your main partner. Thomas met someone who called it the nesting partner, the main partner. He met someone in Austin that called it the nesting partner. So say your nesting partner doesn't have a completely open heart, then it's going to be painful. Anything you do outside of that relationship, friends, family, lovers, it's going to be painful. If you have an open heart, then you have enough love for your family. You have enough love for your nesting family, your nesting partner. And you have enough to share. You have more than enough to share. That's love. When it starts to seem like there isn't enough to go around, then take a step back and observe. Was it something you did? Or was it people that are involved didn't have as open of a heart as you do? Check it out. Proceed with love as slow as possible. And keep loving on. Keep loving on.